Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Karaniwang problema ng mga nagsusuot ng face mask ang pagkakaroon ng mga breakout at allergies sa bahagi ng mukha na natatakpan ng mask. Tulad ng frontliner at nurse mula Sydney na si Lori Saavedra. Bilang nurse kasi sa isang COVID clinic, bahagi na ng kanyang routine ang pagsusuot ng mga PPE.
So sa pandemic ngayon, merong required na mga personal protective equipment na kailangan mong sundin at ilagay sa katawan para maiwasan mong mahawaan, lalo na kami ay mga frontliners and kami yung nag-swab sa mga patients. So unang-una, you have to mag-wear ng gown, and then meron kaming face mask na nakalaan din, and then merong face shield na i-cover mo sa iyong mukha, and then you also have, most importantly, you have to snugly fit the face mask. So the mask is a chini-change siya, but usually we wear mask for the entire duration of the shift.
Dahil dito ay nagkaroon ng mga tigyawat sa mukha si Lori, lalo pat buong araw niyang suot ang mask. Ito ang karaniwang tinatawag na mask ni.
Masyado akong may allergy din ako, skin allergy, but thankfully, I don't have these allergies, but I have some pimple breakout sa chin and sa... Kasi mahilig ako like sa side of the face mask, parang mannerism, like kamot-kamot. So I developed a pimple there, and until now, there's still a break, like a mark of it.
Pagbahagi din ni Lori, diskarte niya ang good personal hygiene bilang panlaban sa mask ni.
Hand wash, hilamos ng mukha, and then I always shower whenever I came from the hospital, from the clinic where I swab patients.
May mga diskarte man si Lori, hindi ito sapat ayon sa isang eksperto. Isa lamang si Lori sa maraming tao na nakakaranas ng mask ni. Ngayon na mandatory na pagsusuot ng face mask sa ibang estado, ito din ay nagiging problema ng karamihan. Ano nga ba ang dahilan ng mask ni at paano ito maiiwasan? Ang mga kasagutan mula kay Dr. Sharon Sugilon. Kasama natin muli GP with special interest in skin cancer and primary care dermatology, Dr. Sharon Sugilon. Magandang araw, Dr. Sharon.
Hi, Claudette.
Isa sa mga alala o concern ng mga nagsusuot naman ng face mask ay ang pagkakaroon ng mga allergies, pimples o tigyawat sa kanilang baba o chin o sa mga areas na natatakpan ng mask. Lalo na yung mga frontliners, Doc, na ilang oras nakasuot ng face mask, no, as part of their job, of course. So, una sa lahat, can we define mask? I know maskne is an online term for mask acne, but of course maskne has also its own medical term.
Yeah, so maskne is a term given to acne and breakouts caused by wearing a mask or a facial covering. So it is a new term actually created in 2020 to follow the signs of the times when we have the pandemic, and there is a mandatory rule of wearing face masks in Melbourne and Mitchellshire and also in Victoria. And since then, I've been getting a lot of phone calls, messages, and even consultations about this particular breakout just around this area where the mask sits.
Yes.
On our faces. So this is a new term. It's actually otherwise, there's actually a medical term for this that dermatologists and doctors would otherwise call. It's called acne mechanica. In other words, it's just an irritation and inflammation of the skin caused by excess heat, pressure, and skin rubbing on that area. Mechanica, it's like mechanical. If you think of something mechanical, something causing friction, rubbing, pressure on the area, causing the problem, which is the acne or the breakout.
Speaking of causes, Doc, what causes maskne, and bakit ba some people are getting spots when wearing a mask?
Yeah, so what happens is that the occlusive nature or the seal it in ability of the face mask leads to breakouts and acne. And in combination, and because of that, actually from that, there's a change the environment of our skin, like the humidity from our warm breath and the friction caused by wearing a mask both of these can cause inflammation and irritation, so that a combination of friction, moisture, trapped dirt and bacteria create a perfect breeding ground for breakout. So that's when you see red spots, sore bumps forming around the mouth area or the lip area, your chin, you know, the lower half of your face, and even our noses.
Can you share some tips, Doc, or ways to prevent maskne?
Oh, yes. So prevention is always better than cure, diba? And the number one prevention really is to only go out when you have to. So this way, you are wearing less mask when you're just at home and within your own property, especially if everyone within your household are well, healthy, and not sick. So minimizing the use of face mask is number one. And how to minimize is to not wear it. And so just staying in. And then second, of course, some of us are essential workers, frontliners,
yes.
Even those in our families who go out and do the grocery run or the essential shopping will have to wear masks. The second prevention is to wash your mask. Wash your pillowcases, wash your towels that you use to dry your face. For the disposable masks, they are only intended to be used on your face for 4 hours at a time. So you have to discard if you've been using it for 4 hours. And for those who are using cloth ones, so it is really important to keep your masks clean and wash it every day, every use, to ensure you're not trapping existing dirt and bacteria into your skin. And you know that it is clean, of course. And I've read someone mentioned that we have to treat our cloth masks like our underwear.
Yes.
So washing it every day with gentle laundry wash, hang it dry, ready for next use, and use the same gentle laundry cleanser to wash our pillowcases regularly once or twice a week, and also the towels that we use to dry our skin and our faces. The other preventive measure that we can do to prevent maskne is to not touch our mask when we have it on or our faces. So, you know, earlier in the pandemic in Australia, there was an advice not to touch our faces. It's the same advice that applies to our mask-wearing face. Keeping our hands clean and far away from our face so that we minimize additional breakout-causing bacteria to invade our facial skin. I also have breaking up with your makeup.
Ayun. Choosing the right product.
Correct. So, or for those who can't, minimize the use of makeup. So, you know, a lot of these thick foundations are not pore friendly. So to give our skin the best chance of breathing, ease up on contouring and full coverage foundation. So at this time, if you really have to use something, choose products that are non-acnegenic. That means they don't cause acne. Non-comedogenic or won't clog pores. Something that's lightweight and also has that extra sun protection. Lastly, for prevention, just be consistent and be gentle with your skincare. So that means focusing on keeping your skin balanced, hydrated, and soothed.
How can we treat mask-induced acne naman? Paano siya ginagamot? And if you have a skin condition, for instance, are you more prone to maskne?
Yes, you are. So this can be also part of prevention. And also treatment is cleansing your face at least twice a day, morning and night. And actually, ideally, every after you take off your mask, you have to wash your face. But if you can, then morning and night would be enough. And also the advice is double cleansing at night, so you remove oil, dirt, and clogging pores. So something like a milky balm as your first cleanse to remove the oil and products that you applied on your skin, SPF or your lightweight makeup. And then after that, you can use some gentle exfoliants as your second cleanse. So what you look for in your product, in your cleanser, would be something mild, but something with glycolic acid or your AHA, salicylic acids are recommended to just unclog pores and leave your skin really nice and clean. So treatment in terms of your regimen is to moisturize every day, but you reserve heavy moisturizers and creams at night. So for the morning, in the morning, you can just use hydrating serums and products with antioxidants like vitamin C and those with hyaluronic acid and glycerin for that extra hydration, so to prevent dryness and sensitivity. In terms of the actual facial masks, so deep cleansing twice a week with facial masks targeted for dry and sensitive skin, or the ones with anti-acne ingredients like vitamin A and benzoyl peroxide and sulfur clay to reduce excess oil. And those with products with calming properties like calamine are really good as your twice a week self-pamper, anti-acne, anti-masking routine. If you are doing all the right things, prevention and this treatment that you can do at home, and your symptoms are still worsening, then you may need something on prescription, so you have to consult your doctor if you have done what you can and still your acne is worsening.
Yes, definitely visit your GP or your doctor para mas mabigyan lang tamang lunas sa iyong problema sa iyong mukha or sa iyong acne.
Correct, okay. That's right. So actually, not only maskne is common for those who are using face masks. You can also get allergic contact dermatitis, you know, especially those disposable surgical face masks. They can contain chemical that can cause an allergic reaction.
Yep.
So that's another one. Also those with rosacea. Rosacea is a skin condition and it's usually worsened. This is very common among those with Caucasian skin. They worsen by heat and stress. So mask wearing actually can increase these flare-ups caused by rosacea. Other skin conditions that are made worse by mask wearing would be folliculitis or infection of the hair follicles, especially those men who have hair on their face, like beards, and seborrheic dermatitis. So these are something that we think of when you come and see us and ask about maskne.
Doc, maraming salamat po sa mga payo na iyong binahagi sa ating programa.
Thank you, Claudette. A pleasure to share and help with some information and hopefully help our Kababayans and those who continue to support you and SBS Filipino.
Sa muli po, Dr. Sharon Sugilon. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.